Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day. New hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Welcome to Living Abundantly with Tamika Patrice Kane on 109.910 Station. On this thankful Thursday, I wish to express sincere gratitude for the circumstances that have come up in life that on one hand appear to be a blessing, but when I've asked God for them, the answer has come back no. While it's true that we have free will to do what we want, allowing ourselves to remain yielded to the Holy Spirit will inevitably keep us out of harm's way. So for the opportunities that have come up masquerading as the best fit for my life that fell through, thank you. Every missed opportunity or disappointment has ultimately led me to a better opportunity. I could never get to the best there was for me without first letting something go that was subpar. So I apologize for that. I was recording, and yet I got kicked off my system. So I'm back. Okay. So I apologize for that. One of the things I've noticed as I've delved deeper into the journey of living abundantly is that there comes a time when we must actually go back and process what has actually happened and been in the way of our abundance. I'm wired to just keep it moving. I have too much to do, so I just forge on ahead, even after taking a severe hit. What I've thought has been my just going on has, on one hand, really been leaving a lot of garbage left unattended. And so lately I've found that it has been necessary to go back to each of those painful and disappointing episodes in my life and really look at what happened. I've had to ask myself the hard questions. I've had to look at how those situations affected me. Did it leave me bitter, angry, resentful, untrusting, closed? Was it in me that I would be broken and that I would attract such experiences into my life over and over again? And I liken this time to being, there's a scripture that talks about how our lives are kind of caught in the fire and then the dross comes up. And so I liken this time of my life as being a time where the fires are bringing the dross up to the surface for me to be able to deal with and to do away with once and for all. And but part of this journey of living authentically requires that we be able to look at ourselves in the mirror and really allow yourself to see what's there. If you know that you are a good friend and yet you're only attracting people who use you or lie or stab you in the back, what is there in your belief system about yourself that has sent those people right to you? Because remember, we already determined that our relationships are just a direct reflection of whatever it is that's going on inside of us. And so if you are struggling with feelings of unworthiness or lack or what, you know, whatever it is that's going on, then your relationship reflects that. You know, if you deep within have a feeling or some sort of belief system that believes in abuse, then you will find people are just constantly just coming in and abusing you. And so those things need to be addressed. And you need to be able to look at where you really are and make some real determinations about what it is that you want to do and where it is that you want to go. And that you are a loving, kind, sincere person who is not especially clingy or needy. Why have you been unable to either attract the kinds of mates that you really want, or if they come, why don't they stay? What do you feel you really deserve? What is your greatest fear? And how has that fear been manifesting in your life? Those are the kinds of things that you need to be asking yourself. And so it requires, living authentically requires that you be able to go and ask yourself the hard questions and really be able to see where you are. Because if you can locate yourself, then you can kind of figure out what kind of work needs to be done in order to get yourself from point A to point B. Ultimately, there is somewhere that you're trying to go, and you need to be able to pinpoint yourself and locate yourself in order to be able to process through and to do the work to get yourself where you want to be. One of the hardest things that you can do is look yourself in the face and without judgment or criticism, see who you are, see where your deficits are, acknowledge them, and then be willing to fix them. And that is without needing to beat yourself up about the things that require work in you, but by authentically requiring you to just see where you are. We acknowledge the events and circumstances that have led us to being right where we are right now. And we make a conscious decision not to choose to stay in that place a moment longer without trying to get out of it. Matthew chapter 9, verses 16 and 17 read, "No one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. For the patch pulls away from the garment, and the tear is made worse. Nor do they put new wine into old wineskins, or else the wineskins break. The wine is spilled, and the wineskins are ruined. But they put new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved." And so this is a very significant passage of Scripture for us, because where we are right now, as we are going through this journey, and it's been weeks now. You know, we have kind of decided that we're going to do this thing. And so now we have, you know, we have made the list of what it is that we want to accomplish in our lives, and we are working on the vision board, and we have decided that we are going to align our miles and the things that we're speaking up of where it is that we want to go. And, you know, so now we have a positive confession that's pointing us in that direction, And so we're doing the work. You know, we are looking at the relationships and things that are present in our lives, and we're saying, okay, these are the things that need work. And so, you know, and all these are the things that have been getting in the way of our being able to live the abundant life that the Lord had promised was available to us. And so as we are looking at this, we have to really deal with those things, because if we have to deal with the things that have been left unresolved, let me say that. If we tap into the abundance and what remains is all the good of the things that have happened in the past, the old patterns, the old behaviors, the old mindset will literally just kind of come in and push the good right out. You won't be able to hold on to it. So that is the process that we're in now of actually, like, getting new wineskins and changing our blueprints and stuff like that. The process we're going through, learning new thought patterns and all that, like I said, that is the new wine or the new cloth that the passage is referencing. It's not enough to just learn all the new patterns and ways of being without delving into the old patterns, mindsets, behaviors, and feelings that are already existing inside of you. It's necessary to go back to all those places that altered who you were and changed your way of being that has led you to where you are right now. And the process can be painful. For some of you, this may be the first time you've ever allowed yourself to really assess how you feel about what happened and what happened to you because of it. The one thing you should know is that however you feel is perfectly okay. During this time of delving, you will need some non-judgmental way of being able to express how you feel and how you felt. It may be necessary to find a therapist. You know, and there's nothing wrong with that. I know sometimes people kind of, you know, toot their noses up at it, or, you know, make little, you know, crazy statements, or, you know, derogatory statements, I should say that. But there's nothing wrong with needing a therapist if you just need somewhere where you can just have a safe place to just let out everything it was that you were feeling. And that you went through at that time in a place that's non-judgmental, because the truth is many of us don't have a safe place to be able to just talk to someone without them taking the conversation over, or talk to someone without them you know, taking over what it is that you have to say and making it about themselves, or listening, or without judging. And when you're in this particular process of delving and dealing with the things of your past, you need a safe place to be able to access all of that. You may be able to bend the ear of a trusted friend. You know, only you will know. You know, if you have someone that just accepts you right where you are, and they are a good listener, you know, then possibly that may be your sounding board during this time, and that's fine. You may need to beat some pillows and scream as loud as you can to provide relief to yourself. What I found helpful has been to write letters to all of those people who have affected my life negatively. And they're not the nice, polite letters that you send to a friend. These were the letters where how I felt about the person was not my concern. So, you know, I was just really able to just let it rip. You know, these were letters that were written for me to be able to get out years of toxic stuff on the inside of me. These letters would never see anyone else's eyes but mine. And so it was my safe place to just let it rip. And so however I felt and whatever I was going through and whatever it was that I needed to say, that I was never really free to express to them during the midst of all those things, or even up to this time, I was able to go ahead and just let it out and let it go at that time. And so I'm saying all of this to you for the same reason. You need to let it out. This is your journey of getting rid of the old wineskin. And so many times we go through things and we are even kind of like victimized. You know, people will make it seem like you had no right to, you know, to feel the way you feel, or whatever it was that you were going through was your fault, or, you know, whatever. And so you never get a chance to really just process how it is that you feel. But this is about you. You know, this is the time that you get a chance to give yourself permission to just admit how you feel, admit what was going on, admit how it affected you. And it's not about them. That's why I was saying when I was writing the letters, I was able to just let it rip. You know, I'm a person who's mindful of how people feel. And so, you know, I'm not the one who's going to just, you know, be talking to folks any kind of way. First of all, I don't want those seeds thrown back into my life. So, you know, I'm I think about that kind of stuff, and I'm mindful of those kinds of things. And so, you know, as I was writing the letter, I mean, it was very, like, freeing on so many different levels to be able to just say exactly what it was that I really thought. I had a conversation with someone, some months ago, and, you know, typically the person just kind of tends to be kind of issued out anyway, you know, and as always just kind of stirring up stuff and causing drama in her own life, you know. And so she looked at me and made some comment about how she thought I felt about her. And I just looked in her face and I said, you have no idea how I feel about you. I have never told you, you know, so I don't own your stuff, you know, so whatever it is that's in your mind right now, you know, you are free to deal with whatever that is because that's on you, you know, and that doesn't have anything to do with me. I don't own your feelings. But I'm not going to let you put your stuff off on me either when I've never told you, you know, from the time we met up until now, what I felt about you one way or the other. So, but I'm just saying all that to say that, you know, like that was an opportunity where I could have just, you know, let some stuff rip, but it just seemed really inappropriate. But during this process of my doing these letters, the letter writing, that was my chance to just be as free as I felt like I needed to be free. If I felt like I needed to say, you know, oh, I hate you, or if I needed to swear, or, you know, really just kind of go off, if I felt like I needed to even be judgmental in a way towards whatever it was that was happening or had happened, that was my free place to be able to do that. And to be honest, you know, when I did that, I could literally feel something just lift off. And so, but an interesting thing I found during that process and during that journey was that even though I had written the letters to those people and told those folks how I thought about them, it always kind of brought me right back to myself. And how do I feel about me? You know, what was going on inside of me that those that was the treatment that I received from those people, or what was going on inside of me that I would even attract folks like that, you know, who would be doing those kinds of things to me. You know, and I know at some point, like when you are very young and atrocities and things like that are happening and abuses and stuff, it doesn't really have anything to do with you. That is literally some other person's stuff. But those actions can really affect you. And so, you know, like I've mentioned in other broadcasts and stuff like that before, you know, my father was a real piece of work who just really didn't want any kids and was just really let that be known and was just on a real journey to be very abusive emotionally and, you know, in his dealings with me. He just chose to be cool. And so those things affected my life, you know, and then there was the grandfather who molested me when I was three. You know, those things affected my life. Now, did I attract that stuff? No, I didn't. Not at that time in my life. But those experiences did play a role in what came out afterwards. And so it changed my belief system about myself. It changed how I saw myself. It changed what I thought about myself. I went to a place where, you know, so basically from the age of, like, you know, three on, I have lived feeling unworthy of certain kinds of things or worthy of mistreatment or abuses and things like that. So I just kept attracting it. Did I want it? No. Did I know I was doing it? No, I was a child. You know, but we talked a few weeks ago about needing to get out of a place where you are living on autopilot. And so, yes, things happened, and, you know, and those things are significant, and they are meaningful, and they have affected your life. And then you grow up and you become, you know, you're an adult now, you're 18, and you're just used to functioning however it was that you were functioning, but you don't have to stay stuck there. And so we have been in this place where we are literally trying to get out of living on autopilot. And so, you know, yes, we may have grown up in this dysfunctional place, and we may be used to dealing with a certain kind of thing, but we don't have to do that now. And so, you know, now is when I am asking the hard questions. I'm asking the hard questions, and I am really willing to delve inside and see what's really going on with me, in me, that I would attract those kinds of things. And so it kind of actually takes me right back to those things that happened in my life so that I can see exactly how it affected me so that I can go in there and make the changes. And so that's where I am. And I had mentioned before that, you know, even though, you know, I am the one doing the broadcast, you know, many times I am right there on the journey walking right alongside you. Other times I'm just a couple steps ahead of you, you know, and then, you know, there are times still when I have been on the journey for a very long time and, you know, it just kind of is what it is. And so I'm just letting you know that part of your process and part of your journey is going to be dealing with the draw so that it can go away so that you can actually have a new wine skin and not cause the wine to spill out because you haven't gotten rid of the old stuff, okay? But I needed to see, you know, what was going on inside. So, like, what was warped inside of me or what's tainted about my blueprint that I didn't know who I was or why I didn't know what I could have or what it was that I actually deserved, okay? And more times than not, it was the latter. It was me not knowing what it was that I deserved. And then I had to ask myself the ultimate question, and that was, what is the payoff that I was getting for allowing myself to stay stuck in those dry places? And that requires, like, a huge level of honesty of dealing with yourself. I'm going to ask that question again. What is the payoff that you're getting for allowing yourself to stay stuck in those places where you are, okay? And so since we're talking about me, I'll go right back to myself. I needed to look in the mirror and tell myself that I was willing to release the need to be angry. I was willing to release the need to be bitter, sad, overweight, in poverty, and lack. I was willing to release the need to have one-sided relationships or untrustworthy friends. I was willing to release the need in me that created patterns that were affecting my health. And so I'm asking you those questions. What is it that you feel that you need? Okay. Now, remember, needs and wants are very different things, and we apply very different value systems to those categories. A need is something you feel like you cannot live without. A need is somehow attached to how you see yourself and your level of completeness in life. Do you feel like you need to be married? Do you need to be in a relationship all the time? Do you need someone to take care of you? Do you need to be successful? Do you need to be rich? Do you need to be the best? Do you need to be poor? Do you need to be sick? Do you need unfulfilling, unsupportive, or unloving relationships? Do you need to have the biggest house and the most expensive car? Take a look at your life, and what is it that you feel you just can't live without? For everything you think that you need, there's an attachment to that need, and it is that attachment that you need to explore. What is driving the things that you feel you need? Why do you feel you just can't live without those things? And now is when we need to take an honest look and to see what the need is and how the need has been affecting your life. For everything that we think we need, there is a payoff. And so, you know, those are hard questions to have to ask yourself, and the answer can be even harder. And so, you know, like sometimes a person could be, they could be holding on to, like, maybe excess weight because they feel, well, it protects me. It keeps people away from me. It is physically a barrier that keeps people away from me, and there's some stuff I don't have to. But then, you know, in the same time, it also, they're lonely, you know, because it's keeping people out, too. So the process is necessary. And sometimes we want to just jump from A to Z. But in this process of getting to the place where we are living the abundant life that we are seeking and that was promised to us, we are literally going to have to go through every single step. And there is no easy way through it, and there is no way around it. If you want it, you're going to have to actually go through the steps. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Living Abundantly with Tamika Patrice Payne, and tonight we are talking about new wineskins. And so the scripture that we were looking at is Matthew chapter 9, verses 16 and 17, where it talks about not pouring new wine into old skins because it will actually cause you to lose both the old and the new. And so how that applies to us in the abundant living is that all the old mindset patterns, thought processes, blueprints, whatever it is that's going on inside of you that has been affecting and aiding your decisions and the things that you are doing, those are the things that need to be looked at. They need to be addressed. They have to be handled. And so, you know, we are actually talking about the process of going back to the place of pain. Now, we're not talking about going back there just to say, stuck there. Nope, you need to go back there, look at it, you know, see it for what it is, figure out how it affected your life, and then go on from there. But that is what we're talking about tonight. And so we're looking in the mirror, and we're asking ourselves the hard questions, you know, and asking, like, you know, why do you need for certain kinds of things, and are you willing to release the need? And so we just went through a whole list of questions, a whole list of things to kind of ask yourself, you know, and I'm sure it was a very impartial list, a very incomplete list as well. And so, you know, I'll just kind of go through the questions again, and then you can plug in anything that you feel like you are in need of, you know, stuff like, you know, do you feel like you need to be married? Do you need to be in a relationship all the time? You know, do you have to be the best? Do you need to be the best all the time? You know, do you need to be poor? Do you need to be sick? You know, do you need unfulfilling, unsupportive, and unloving relationships? And if you do, what is it that's going on that you, inside of yourself, that you would need those things? Okay? Those are the kinds of things that we are asking ourselves, and like wanting to know what is driving the things that you feel that you need, and why is it that you feel like you just can't live without those things. So the answer is very important. For everything it is that you feel that you need, there is something, there's a payoff that you are having that is attached to all of that. Okay. Does being sick provide you with the attention of loved ones? Does it get you off the hook from the fear of doing what you really want to do? Who have you not forgiven? When you think of that person, where can you feel it in your body? Why have you not finished your degree, but it's something you've always wanted to do? Why do you talk yourself out of the things you really want and settle for less than you want or deserve? Why does holding on to the excess weight, or what does it do for you? Do you feel safer with it? Does it keep people away from you, but then you're lonely? Why are you having sex with people who don't honor or value you? What are you really looking for? Did those actions help to fill that void? Whose love do you feel you just can't live without? Why? Why do you feel like you can't live without it? So it's as we kind of delve in and ask those questions, you know, this is the process of getting rid of the dross. When you put metal in the fire, then what comes to the top is the dross. And so we are allowing our lives to kind of go to fire right now so that we can get rid of the dross, the impurities, the things that are interfering and getting in the way of us living the abundant life that we were destined to live, okay? And ego can be an interesting force to reckon with. It can continue to feed the very things that you don't want to keep you stuck in those cycles of self-abuse and neglect. And that's something really to ponder and to look at. Why are you still with that person who's hitting you and calling your name? Why have you not gotten the promotion that you really want? What is stopping you from having it? What have you lost that you really wanted to hold on to? How did losing it affect how you saw yourself? I'm going to ask that question again. What have you lost that you really wanted to hold on to? And how did losing it affect how you saw yourself? Are you willing to let go of the need to be unworthy? Oh, yeah, how about that? Are you willing to let go of the need to be unworthy? Are you willing to let go of the need to not live up to your highest potential, no matter who has something to say about your greatness? What payoff are you getting for not living up to your highest potential? Is there someone's approval that you're seeking and you feel like not being your greatest will get the approval that you're seeking, and yet you know inside yourself that you are not honoring the truth that's inside of you? You're not honoring yourself. You're not honoring who it was that you were created to be, because you are not doing what it was that you know that you're supposed to do. If the approval of that person worked, what it is that you know that you are sacrificing in order to have that approval, is it worth it? You know, let's use, for example, as the parent. Is the approval of that parent worth your not marrying who you want to marry and being stuck in a miserable relationship? Is the approval of that parent worth your not going off and going overseas and living abroad like you want to? Is the approval of that person worth your not having the career that you really dreamed that you wanted to have? That thing that's burning inside of you that you've always wanted to do, is the approval of that person worth the sacrifices that it is that you are making? Is it worth it? Is it worth it? And so, you know, those people have chosen to live their lives however it is that they chose to live their lives. And it was their choice. And they made the choice. But is it fair for them to ask you to give up your hopes, your dreams, your desires, the things that really drive you, just to keep them happy? Is it okay for them to be living vicariously through you? Is it worth it? Is it worth it? And so that's the question that I'm posing to you right now. That's the real stuff that you have to go in there and really kind of deal with, you know, because we're talking about doing it authentically. And so it's going to require asking hard questions. Are you willing to let the need for those things go? Are you willing to let the need for that person's approval go? Are you willing to let it go? And I can't tell you that it's going to be easy to learn a new pattern. But this is where what you speak comes in and opens up the door for more of what you deserve and what you really want to come in. If you are saying that you are giving yourself permission to have the greatest desires of your heart, then as you're speaking it, then some of those things that you desire are actually going to start manifesting. And it may happen fast. Are you willing to give yourself permission to have a life that is greater than anything you've ever thought possible? Are you willing to live in the fullness of your potential and your privilege? Are you willing to do it? If you're saying that I no longer have the need to live in poverty, then, you know, it's so funny because, like, money can be around you all the time, and it's all just energy. It's all energy. And so, you know, and yet you find that you have all this lack, or, you know, something comes right to you, and it seems like right before it gets to you, it just falls flat, just falls on the floor, and, like, you just lose it, like water, you know, right up through your fingers, or sand in an hourglass, that kind of thing. And yet you know that your potential for greatness matches or exceeds a Donald Trump. You know it on the inside of yourself. You know it. It's like, yes. And it's burning and it's calling out the greatness in you. It's calling out. It's screaming to be let loose. And yet it's like, ugh. And so you're asking yourself these things. Now you are. Now you're asking yourself the question, am I willing to let go of my need to live in poverty? And so what's the payoff that you're getting for being there? You know, do you feel like it's too much responsibility? Or, you know, what is it? You know, did you have some encounter with somebody who was wealthy that and they didn't treat people well, and so you're kind of afraid? Or are you afraid of losing relationships or friends or people? Or, you know, what is it? What is it that's actually standing in the way of you? What is the payoff that you're getting for allowing yourself to remain in poverty? And so, like, if you decide, okay, I'm not going to live in poverty anymore, I release the need to live my life in poverty, then all of a sudden money is going to start coming. It may seem like it's trickling in, and so, like, you have to kind of pay attention to the signs, you know. And so, like, if you've never gotten close to where it was that you had wanted to be before, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're seeing, like, oh, it looks like it's not a full door open, but it looks like the door is kind of cracking open, you know, right now, then those are signs that you're on the right track and you need to kind of keep doing what it is that you're doing. So you can just let it out the old wine skins. Letting the old wine out of the old bottles or the old skins, and making room for the new wine skins to fill up your life with peace and with joy and love and wealth and health and abundance. But it's important. The process is important. And so, you know, if it feels like all of a sudden all hell's breaking loose in your life, it's just you working through your process. You know, today was kind of a, it was a special day. You know, just all kinds of stuff was going wrong. But like, as I have been kind of asking myself the questions and I have been willing to release old patterns of stuff, you know, it's like I can actually find like people's behaviors were almost kind of coming to the surface and just like one attack after another, one thing after another. And I'm just like, oh, okay. So I feel like that was the universe way of letting me know, yep, you're on the right track, you know, but you are, yes, of course, you know, as you are, if you are familiar and comfortable with it and you are just walking in it and it's okay, I mean, it's never really been okay, but, you know, if you are living with it like it's okay, then you'll have sprinkling of it. You know, it'll be one thing after another. And so I looked at situations today, and there was stuff that I had to shut down. And it's like, oh, okay, you know, yes, well, I'm not the person that I used to be, so I'm not going to be tolerating the stuff that I used to tolerate. So, you know, you're not going to be talking to me like you've lost your mind, you know. And by nature, I'm a pretty calm, you know, calm person, and I have the ability to really be able to just accept people right where they are. And it's fine, you know, like, you know, we just are where we are at any given time. However, in the midst of me accepting you where you are, I don't have to put up with your stuff either. I never have to allow you to dump your stuff off on me. And so it is, but I can accept you where you are. So it's fine. And so I'm bringing all that up to say that as you start the process, you know, you will begin to see stuff. You know, like people's behaviors may spring up, but like that will be your time to really just put your foot down, you know, and you can put your foot down with love. You know, it doesn't have to get ugly. You don't have to be cussing folks out. It don't take all that, you know, and you can really just let them both know, you know, the boundary is here. And this is the agreement, and this is what we've talked about, and, you know, this is what's happening. And this is what we're going to do. And if you cannot, this is the criteria for this arrangement, whether the arrangement is a friendship or the business arrangement or whatever. This is what we have agreed to. I am not willing to put up with this series of patterns of behaviors. And so if that's all that you have to offer, then I'm going to go ahead and just let you know that it's okay. This association is over, okay? And so You're gonna see that, and it's gonna seem like stuff is gonna come up and test the water. We talked about that before. How when you decide that you want a specific thing, something that is subpar will present itself. Like, oh, okay, well, I know you said you wanted a job that was 30 minutes from home, and it was going to be paying this amount of money, and it has to have these features. And then something that is so far off from what you asked for is going to present itself. And it's almost like the universe's way of saying, are you serious about what you want? Because if you are, then now is when you need to say, no, I don't want that, and I'm going to hold out for what it is that I do want. And so it's the same kind of thing that as you are dealing with the kind of relationships and the kind of treatment that you're going to have in your relationship, you know, folks are going to act up on you. They're going to just cut up. And it will be up to you to say, you know what? I understand that you are where you are, and that's okay. I'm going to love you from a distance, but this will not be happening. You know, and if this is all that you have to offer, then you can just keep it moving, because that's exactly what I intend to do, is just keep it moving. So I hope that this makes sense. And so because this is a really important part of the journey, because all of that drop has to go. All of those impurities, all of that negative thinking, all of those old patterns, all of those behaviors and stuff that had been there before has to be dealt with. But you've got to be willing to ask yourself the question and to see what's the payoff. And when you
get real about the answers. Some of the answers will surprise you, and you'll find yourself saying, oh, that makes so much sense. Oh, goodness. Okay, now I understand why those things happen. Oh, yeah, really? Okay, well, I wasn't expecting all that, but, well, it just is what it is, and now I understand why that series of behaviors kept happening over and over, or why this person has manifested in my life several times with a different face each time. Oh, I get it now. And so as you are asking the question, oh, yes, you know, this is kind of an interesting thing because we talk about how when you give up your need for something, it loses its power over you. And so, like, as long as you have this thing that you feel like you just need, I can't live without it, it actually acts as more like a repellent. And so if you could just want it, that's very different than feeling like you need it. So I'll kind of give you some examples here. You know, if you give up your need to live in poverty, money will begin to flow almost immediately. If you give up your need for a spouse and just let it go, you know, even give up your needs just have to be in a relationship. Some people, you know, just they're always in a relationship. They just, it's almost like you never see them by themselves because they don't really feel like they can be by themselves. But when they give up that need to have to be in a relationship, they actually open themselves up for someone to come into their life. If you give up the need to be with a specific person, you open yourself up for someone to come into your life. It might be who you wanted all along, or it might be someone who's better suited, you know, to who you are and what you deserve. It just kind of depends on what's going on. And just remember, people do have choices. And the more we give up our need for those things, you know, that have actually been hindering us, the more we release ourselves to receive what it is that we truly deserve, okay? Pay attention to the signs that are around you. It may not be able to manifest immediately. However, you know, it may be a situation where when you put some effort into it, you can see that you're closer than you've ever been. You know, those are signs that you're on the right track. Those are the signs where you keep your confessions true and keep releasing the old, that you're just moments away from the manifestation that you seek. In other words, don't let the lack of an immediate manifestation deter you from where you ultimately want to be. Rejoice that you're getting closer and your breakthrough and manifestation are right here. And keep telling yourself that you're worthy of the best that life has to offer. You are worthy of a great life. You are worthy of a life of health and peace and love and prosperity. You are worthy of the abundant life that Jesus has made available to you. You know, and don't forget about effortless ease. You know, you've got to just relax and choose some stuff. You know, if you're striving for something, then it's actually repelling the very things it is that you feel like you want, you know. And so, like, think about stuff that you don't really care too much about, right? So, you know, oh, say, for instance, you know, oh, I want lasagna today, of all things, you know, want lasagna. And so, you know, you're not going to be striving to get it. You'll just decide that you want it, you know. If you have the stuff in there, you know, you might go into your kitchen and just make it. But it's real effortless, you know. Or somebody may surprise you and just, you know, oh, I made some lasagna. You want some? You know, call you and bring you a plate over. I mean, it's real easy. Oh, I want a new car. Well, if you're striving, you know, to come up with the money, it seems like stuff's going to keep going wrong. That's going to actually, like, hinder and interfere with your ability to get the money that you need for the car. But if you just, oh, nope, I want a new car, and I'm going to just, you know, keep going out, just keep, you know, thinking that I've had this car, and just keep focusing on what it is that I want, and just keep, you know, thanking the universe for it, then it actually keeps the channels and stuff open and free. And so it has to be effortless ease. So if you find that you are striving to get somewhere, you're actually repelling what it is that you want. So if you can just take a few deep breaths, you know, and just speak out, I release the need, you know, to have whatever this is. Or I release the need for this experience or whatever it is to just relieves the need for it, you know, and then it kind of takes it back to the want category, you know, and then you have something that you can work with, and you're actually giving the universe something it can work with, and you're not repelling the very things it is that you want. And so I hope that you all are, you know, really finding these broadcasts to be helpful and the instructions to be helpful, and that you have a support system, you know, that you have people in your life that you can banter back and forth with and talk to about this stuff that are on the same page with you, that really understand what it is that you're talking about, and that can encourage you to just stay focused and to keep going towards what it is that you want, and that they are reminding you who you are and what you have been entitled to have and what you have the privilege to have. You know, you are King's kids, and so, you know, our Father owns the cattle on a thousand hills, so there's nothing that you can't have, and the price has already been paid for you to have this life it is that we are working towards now. So we're just trying to get all this old stuff out of the way so that you can be free and that you can actually have a new wineskin. So as He is pouring out the abundance into your life, it's going into a skin where you can actually hold on to it and have a great life because you have a new mindset and you have a new thought process. And so if you don't have a support system, you know, if you don't have someone where you can really just, you know, pour into yourself and have other people pour into you and you can pour back into other people, then maybe you need to pray and ask for that, because, you know, we do need to have people around us who are like-minded. You know, you don't want to end up in a situation where it's like crabs in a barrel kind of thing, where, you know, the crabs are kind of, you know, pulling you down and don't want you to have anything more than what you had before. So, and they don't want you to have anything more than them. That is not an uplifting environment. That is not a place where you need to pour your energy into, you know. And so you have to know that you are worthy of whatever strides it is that you have to take. If your life is just full of people who are just, you know, jealous of you and having behaviors every time it is. And, you know, I had mentioned this before, that there was someone in my life who every time, and like if you're paying attention, spiritually you can feel when the atmosphere around you has changed. It's like it literally, it feels different. And so you know that you're on like the verge of like a breakthrough, you know. And literally every time it would be time for something major to manifest or to, you know, to come forth in my life, this person would just go into all kinds of behaviors, you know. But she'd have to be paying attention to that kind of stuff because, you know, that's obviously not somebody who needs to be in your life, and, you know, just the person that's not in my life anymore. You know, but, and it was absolutely worth the process that I had to go through to let that situation go. You know, it doesn't matter how long you have been friends. If the person isn't really for you, you need to let them go, you know. And so, but you got to love yourself enough to know that for whatever it is that you might be getting, that, like, the person might be serving in your life or providing, you know, sometimes we hold on for so many different reasons, and yet you don't have to have an incomplete blessing. If you ask the Lord to replace that person, He will bring someone else in who's a greater fit for whatever it is that that person has been meeting. And so not only will the new person have that set of skills or that set of whatever it was that they were meeting in your life, but they'll have a whole bunch of other stuff too. It'll be more well-rounded. It'll be a good fit without you having to make the sacrifices and living on edge of trying to figure out, you know, is the person for me or against me? Are they going to have the behavior right at the time when I need them to be the most supportive for me? You just won't have to be putting up with that stuff anymore. So I'm just saying all that to say that, you know, get your system in place and get your people in place, because, you know, you need that, and you're worth it, you know. So I'm going to finish up with all of that for this week, but I hope that you got what it is that you needed. And so it feels like all of a sudden, you know, your life is getting painful, that's just you going through the fire to let all this draw out so that you can actually be in a healthy place to be able to have what it is that you're asking for, which is this life in a more abundant fashion. Okay? So, you know, thanks so much to all of you who came out to support me with the Season of Change book signing. It was a festive good time with great company, good food, and lots of creative energy. You can always check my calendar to keep abreast of current events. And if you want me to speak or to do readings for your events or groups, you can contact me and request me made directly through my website. If you have not picked up your copy of Season of Change yet, you may do so on Amazon.com or directly from my website. And Season of Change is also available in all ebook programs. Downloads are only $1.99, so be sure to download your copy today. And while you're at it, go ahead and tell a friend to download theirs as well. If you are not connected with me on Facebook and Twitter, please do so. I am Tamika Patrice Tain on Facebook and at Tamika Patrice on Twitter, and that's Tamika, T-U-M-I-K-A. For additional information or direct links to my account, you may access me directly through my website, and that is www.TamikaPatrice.com. Again, that's www.TamikaPatrice.com. And always, you know that you're worth the effort it takes to change your life. The process may hurt for a minute, but the process, the success you will have after the process is over, is so worth it. Do something for yourself today that promotes health, life, and vitality, and remember to make each day a great day on purpose. Good night.